USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is taking major aim at meat packers, saying they're squeezing consumers and farmers while recording record profits.
About half of the overall increase in grocery prices can be attributed to a significant increase in prices in three products, in beef, in pork, and in poultry.
White House economist Brian Deese speaking on Wednesday at the White House. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack also saying federal regulations on meat production must be tightened. The Senate's top Democrat says it's full speed ahead on President Biden's massive spending plan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer brushing off a recent remark by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin that their party should hit pause on the $3.5 trillion spending plan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Dr. Fauci is under fire after 900 pages of documents are obtained by The Intercept. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern time. It funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. But the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted, couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars and incredibly reckless research.
President Biden welcoming labor leaders to the White House on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller continues his walk from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to the World Trade Center in New York City to honor the victims of the September 11th terror attacks 2 decades ago. Siller compares his view of the World Trade Center to his brother Steve's 20 years ago on Fox News.
When I come out of the tunnel, I'll be looking at a lot different scene than what my brother did 20 years ago. I'll be looking at the Freedom Tower, where he saw two towers where people were trapped above the fire line and were faced with a terrible decision. He saw a hell on earth, but meanwhile, so many people died that day, but my brother and first responders gave their life that day.
President Biden will travel to New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Former President Trump set to try his hand at something a little bit different.
Former President Donald Trump will take on a new challenge this Saturday, boxing commentary. ESPN reporting that Trump and his son Donald Trump Jr. will provide an alternate commentary for the boxing event headlined by former world heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield and former UFC light heavyweight champion Vitor Belfort. The Trumps will call the entire four-fight main card that includes Anderson Silva taking on Tito Ortiz in a battle of UFC Hall of Famers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.